Brand new LCP.
You guys are stepping into another week of that Lunchroom Chatter podcast on all platforms. Now, this week I have a focused episode that I want to get into because I posed a question on Instagram, and the question was, now ladies, some of you guys might not agree with this episode, with the questioning. Some of you guys might have some pushback, but the great thing about listening to a podcast is sometimes you might not agree. The great thing about listening to anything is that you don't have to agree to listen and potentially understand something from somebody else's point of view. So let's clap it up, man, because as we all know, when it comes to social media, when it comes to Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, love, relationships, intimacy, like those are often go-to things that people look for on social media. But my question was, why? About 9 out of 10 times, from what I've noticed and when I had conversations with other men, every time a relationship breakup is spoken about on social media, it's his fault. Oh, I'm single because of him. I'm single because of the man. But is it ever a woman's fault for a breakup? About 9 out of 10 breakups simply trickle down to he did something wrong. Because think about this. Ladies, you guys have friends, which means you've seen relationship memes, which means you've seen women, a lot of people you know, vent on social media about a breakup. When has she ever said, I'm single because I realize it's things about myself that I need to work on? When's the last time you heard that? Because when I scroll, when I talk to friends I know, going back to college, going back to high school, even now, and I always ask, hey, why are you single? What happened? Oh, it's him. He did this. And I'm like, it's not just all him, because I know so many women out here that have bad attitudes, and they blame it on a man. Yeah, I got an attitude because if he wasn't doing this, then my attitude. And I'm like, no, I've known you since college. I've known you since high school. Your attitude has been bad going back there. That's why I posed the question. And of course, I hit up a couple men I know, a couple fellas I know. I said, hey, I need your opinion on this topic. Send in a voice message so that way the ladies who listen to this podcast, the men as well, can hear your voice. They can listen. They can hear things from somebody else's perspective outside of just my own. And hopefully by the end of this episode, we have at least a teeny bit more understanding of why is it always the man's fault when a breakup happens? Why, when the narrative is ran to Instagram and now a lady wants to vent about her past relationship or something she's going through now, why is it always his fault? So ladies, hopefully by the end of this episode, you guys will have a better understanding. And please don't get mad. Please don't get angry. So as you're sitting in traffic, as you're playing with your hoo-ha, as you're cooking food for the kids, sit back, get comfortable, and we're going to have a focused episode, man. Play these voicemails, and we're going to dive into the conversation. Like I said, because it's something I always wanted to figure out, and I figured, you know what, I got a podcast, man. Let me create the episode that can probably at least start some type of dialogue, some kind of conversation, so we could just figure out better. Why is it always his fault? A woman flawless? Or is it simply a reliable crutch to simply blame him for the breakup because that way you don't have to look at yourself? So as I get the voicemails queued up, as I get my thoughts queued up, we're going to dive into a song by my guy Shaq Is Dope. I believe this song fits great with this episode. This song is entitled Almost Killed Me.
Try try to take the lead up on the road. But it's hard to speed to take control. Billions of people in this world. So tell me why I feel so alone. All I want is love, but deep in the Keisha Coles. And you have found trust, believing me, all exposed. In the glass house, you still throwing stones. Why should I learn a lesson when it's fact that you won't? Grab another bottle, put tequila on the flow. For the dead rose, never had a chance to grow. I think my life be different if I grew up on the coast with the rocks at my feet, viewing life from a boat. Truth, what I speak, you can learn, take a note. Bringing sand to the beach, you gon' sink or you float. Hard to find peace when the war's in your soul and the pain in your heart really starts to take a toll. Had my whole brain ripped out. That's why I can't think when I sit down. Tell the truth, can't be worried about a chick now. But I'm a sucker for love and it's the fifth round. I don't wanna miss out. It's a dirty game, never gets rinsed out. She felt the same, feel the chains on his this now. I ex the blame, did it twice, so I tripped out. Can tell you what it is now, yeah. I was trying to give you my last name while I reminisce about the last days. Wonder if you change your past ways. Pride, no point to even ask, hey. The wide trip, would have thought I had a bad sprain. Was convinced you was never coming back, hey. So intense, look, I was sitting, act strange. It's a damn shame. I know you feel me. Running back all in your mind, you know you guilty. Filling my head with lies, you seem to real me. Had to swallow my pride the way you did me. Swear it almost killed me. I know you feel me. Running back on in your mind, you know you guilty. Filling my head with lies, you seem to real me. Had to swallow my pride the way you did me. Swear it almost killed me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the feeling you ain't done with me. You said keep it 100, I give you 150. When I was down and out, you ain't come get me. Just left me alone, you had to run quickly. I know you took a risk with the text. The same way you went and took a risk with your ex. Sick whenever I start to sit and reflect. How you ain't end up on my list of regrets. I paid the price, I had to charge it to the game though. It's love constantly falling for the same soul. Reminding that the time y'all became close. The energy intertwines could exchange roles. I'm talking build me up when I feel low. And I do the same for you, we on the same flow. Is it a house, is it kids, what's your main goal? Are you in doubt the way you live, kinda says so. You switched up faster than some techno. Why you think I set fire to the red robes? Never solid, never stood up on no 10 toes. Would I get my last, I was there broke. Couldn't afford to laugh, I was that poor. Still offered up half, look how that go. Still writing sad songs, going down slow. Through the life of times on my mind, but you ain't know. I was trying to give you my last name while I reminisce about the last days. Wonder if you change
brand new LCP.
Even ask, hey, the wide trip, would have thought I had a bad sprain. Was convinced you was never coming back, hey. So intense, look, I was in an act strange. It's a damn shame. I know you feel me. Running back all in your mind, you know you guilty. Filling my head with lies, you seem to real me. Had to swallow my pride the way you did me. Swear it almost killed me. I know you feel me. Running back all in your mind, you know you guilty. Filling my head with lies, you seem to real me. Had to swallow my pride the way you did me. Swear it almost killed me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, that is my guy. Shaq is dope. Would almost kill me. Now, let's dive into these shits. Like I said, man, one more time, the conversation, man, I hit up a couple brothers I know. I said, hey, I need your opinion. I'm doing an episode. I'm trying to have a conversation because I know if I've gone through it. And I asked them, I said, have y'all gone through it? And they said, yes. They said, I've gone through that. I've been in relationships where I've broken up with the girl and I still got blamed. And I'm like, I agree, because to be transparent, but without saying too much, I had a relationship in college, right? And she ended up cheating on me. She cheated on me. She slept with somebody else. So I'm like, you know what? Damn. Do I want to stay or do I want to go? So I decided to leave that relationship because she cheated on me. So I broke up. I left it alone. I blocked her. Stopped talking to her. That was that. Now, come to find out, she ran back and told her friends, because you know how a lot of women are nosy. Well, girl, what happened? Why you ain't with him no more? And she told her friends, hey, me and John are not together no more because he gave up on us. Let's boo that bitch. Instead of saying, you know what? He broke up with me because I cheated. She found some type of way to flip it around. And I guess something that made her feel comfortable and happy with herself was, you know what? I'm just going to say I'm single because he gave up on us. And I'm like, shit like that is so fucking manipulative, but I ain't care. I didn't go back. I didn't change the narrative. I never said, hey, she cheated. Like, because I felt as if she needed that narrative to make herself feel better. And that's how I feel a lot of times when, for example, I might see a woman and she's 30, 35, sometimes damn near 40 years old. And I've watched them for 15 years say, I'm single because of him. I'm single because of him. But I'm like, what are you doing? Like, is it your attitude? Is it your personality? It got to be something else there to where none of these men even want to be in your fucking space. It got to be something else that's there. But let's dive into these voice messages. Y'all know what time it is. This is that.
Brand new LCP.
Now, we're going to start off, as always, with my guy, Sully. Y'all know him, Solomon Sully. Let's see what he had to say about why are men often blamed for the end of a relationship. And I told him, I said, hey, be honest, be open, say exactly how you feel. If you feel as if men aren't always the blame for the breakup, then just be open, be honest, be candid. So let's dive and let's see what my guy Sully had to say before we dive into the rest of the voicemails.
Is it always the man's fault after a relationship ends? Well, lack of accountability, lack of responsibility, and inability to own one's decisions, right? I'm going to take it a step back, though. I'll say that it's just always the other person's fault. I won't say it's always the man's fault because I do know a lot of men that just can't accept responsibility. Makes me think of my dad, right? When I think about why his marriage with my mom ended, you know, it's never anything that he did. It's always her fault, X, Y, and Z. Even when the proof is in the pudding, it's staring him right in the face. He just does not have the ability to own up for his decisions. Now, I do think a man will take ownership of a situation and accept his responsibility long before a woman will. But I still think men blame women for everything, too.
First of all, I want to give him a hand clap. I do. Because he brings up a valid point in relation to accountability on both sides. But as he said, to end it, I do think, like, because as you know, when it comes to men and being macho and not looking weak and not looking soft, like, at the end of the day, sometimes you got to suck it up and you got to take the blame. So whether it's your fault or if it isn't your fault, because I've been in relationships to where, like I said, the relationship has ended not because of me. But of course, you don't. Like, you come off as quote unquote weak. Oh, quote unquote, the bitch. You're soft. If you ever decide, hey, you know what? Man, I'm single because then people would start to say, oh, you look weak. Oh my God, you blaming her. And see, a lot of women know that they have that stigma. They have that crutch to where, if a man flips it around and decides to blame you or critique you in any type of way, oh my God, why are you coming at woman? Is that what you do? See, as men, we can't do that. But Sully brings up a great point in how sometimes no one likes to take accountability and how that sometimes that's something that takes place on both ends, because he related it back to the situation with his father and how his father might have caused the end of that relationship. But now, of course, him not wanting to take the blame for that, you find any reason to kind of deflect or to kind of take a step back as opposed to simply saying, you know what, man, I fucked up. Like I said, I think that's a great point, man, because saying, man, I did something bad, I fucked up, and I need to make it right, like, that will solve so many situations. But simply saying that would mean you have to own up to a mistake. And that's when it goes back to the part of the ladies, of the woman. And against my opinion, I feel like so many women out here, they date with past trauma that's still sitting there. And that's why you often hear me say, hey, if you're single, be single. Work on yourself. Figure out what it is that you need to do, that you need to improve on before you embark into a new relationship. Don't be single. And now you hit up an ex, Now you go fucking somebody you just met. You got a new situationship. Oh, I have needs. I just want to get this. No. Be single and figure out what the fuck it is that you need to do. And this goes for both men and women. This goes for men and women. If you're single, figure out what the fuck it is that you need to improve on. Don't be single and now you have an endless casual sex and now you magically think, oh, okay, I'm healed. I worked on myself. Because it's so easy, especially now with social media, for motherfuckers to go online, oh, I'm single and working on me. Are you really working on yourself? A lot of motherfuckers say that shit, but they really don't work on themselves. And then those deeper issues, those inner things that weren't worked on, they often rear their ugly head once you dive into a new relationship. But let's dive into the next voice message and let's keep it going, man. Let's find out.
There are some instances where women can be blamed for the relationship ending, but we would never know that because we all know that women don't like to take accountability, because to take accountability would have to be admitting that you're wrong. And admitting that you're wrong would be, like, in some eyes, shameful. Women hate feeling shame. So they argue, they deflect. They're not going to feel that. But, yeah, so
in a nutshell, I want to pause it for a second. Hold on. Now, ladies. Now, you guys right now who are tuned into that
brand new LCP,
slide into my DMs on IG and let me know. And please be honest. Be honest. And this is why sometimes I don't reply to some people, because I need you to be honest. If I could come on here, be honest, open up about some of my past and my life and the fact that it's times in my life where I thought about suicide. I planned out my suicide. Like, I be honest as fuck on this motherfucker, man. So be honest. Please be honest. So I'm going to clap. Don't lie.
Ooh, you a lie.
And how do you feel? You as a woman, is feeling shame? Now, of course, in my opinion, I feel like it is. I feel like, well, first and foremost, I feel like don't nobody want to feel shame. I hate the fact, always got to factor in social media. But that's just the world we live in, to where I feel like, as he said, a lot of women. Now, I know nobody wants to feel shame. I know that. But I feel like when it comes to women, especially in a relationship, feeling shame or feeling as if, you know, you have to take blame for something, it's something that's frowned upon on social media. Because if you as a lady have to take blame, now you can't post memes. If you as a lady has to take blame, then you don't get the loving, comforting validation that you probably would long for in the comment section. Because a lot of people run to social media with their problems, especially relationship shit, because they want to feel better. Like, make me feel better. Like my post. Comment something that's going to make me smile. And that's why people often leave out details of what actually happened. Because if they include all the details, then you might not get the response that you hoped you was going to get. But let's dive back in.
Like, no matter what it is, it's always going to be our fault. Even if it's not our fault, even in like, and you could take that from even a basic disagreement. Like, if we feel the type of way about something, somehow, some way, we still end up apologizing at the end of the day, which is crazy. But, you know, that's just the way of life. And that's a double standard that we unfortunately can't win. Just like they can't win a double standard where a dude could smash whoever and be the man, and they could smash whoever and be a hoe. So,
I want to clap it up. Now, it's more to that voicemail, but I want to stop it right there. See? And that's why I said I told these men to be honest. Because you see, they looking at it from both ways. Because like you said, and as we know, double standards, they always going to exist. Double standards, sadly, they're going nowhere. Because he mentioned a double standard that's always out there in relation to how, you know, us as men. Like, I could leave my house right now and go fuck 10 women and come back home. Oh, yo, you the man. Oh, we going to clap it up, nigga. Oh, you a real nigga. Oh, you was beating that thing down. That's a real nigga right there. But now, on the flip side, if a lady leaves her house and decides to fuck 10 men before she come back home, boop. Oh, bitch, you a hoe. You a slut. Man, I knew you was a pop. I knew you was a little jump off. Like, see, and that's a double standard that's always going to exist. But he is hitting on some great, some valid points on that.
Brand new LCP.
So let's dive in and see what else he had to say before I jump back in.
And honestly, we could even take it a step further. Like, let's be honest. When do you really even hear of a man leaving the relationship? Like, men rarely do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's always the women. A man is going to sit there and try, like, and continuously try. Like, women initiate breakups most of the time. I mean, this is statistically, you know, the facts of America right now as far as, like, divorcing and everything. Women initiate everything. Even if they were in the wrong, they initiate everything and end up being on top of that. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, it's just one of those things that, you know, as a people, maybe we can have have this discussion, but we can have this discussion over and over, but the majority is not going to feel that way. Majority of women are not going to take accountability, and that's just what it is. And majority of men are just not going to, they're just not going to deal with it. So it's like, all right, look, y'all right, it's my fault, cool. You know what I mean? So
I want to clap it up because he hit on some valid fucking points. Now, he brings up a great point because I've heard this before as I've listened to shows on TV, as I've read books, the fact that most breakups are initiated by the woman. Now, I know some may say, hey, well, she do it because eventually she was fed up. And that's the crutch I be talking about. Because it shouldn't always be said, because sometimes women leave relationships too after they did dirt. So let's not always focus on one party. Let's look at both parties sometimes, because sometimes it's the reason for everything. Because I'm not going to lie right now.
Ooh, you a lie.
Now, I spoke about this before, how the fact that now cheating is bad. Let's say that first and foremost, cheating is bad. A person should never cheat, but sometimes there is a reason for cheating. I know that that's a part that people don't like to focus on, but sometimes a person cheats for a reason. Like sometimes a man may, I don't want to say encourage, but he may provoke a woman to cheat. And the same thing for men. But see, when a partner cheats, it's often seen as different. See, now if a man cheats, you dirty motherfucker, you, oh my God, I knew you was going to be a cheater. But now if she cheats, you know, I cheated because, you know, you pushed me away. You gave me no other choice. It's always that, as the last person said, that double standard that's going to exist. Because when a man cheats, he's a dog. When a woman cheats, it's because he wasn't giving her what she needed. It's always this extra shit. And that's why I said having these conversations, being open, being honest, and just discussing certain things is difficult if we're not going to be open, we're not going to be honest, and we're not going to be real about the shit. So try to see things from both sides, because both parties matter. A relationship is not just one person. A relationship is two people. That's why I always say when a breakup happens, it's not just one sided. There are two sides to that story. Now, from her side, you may get her side. From his side, you might get his side. But there's always that in between that people often skate over, because sometimes people have issues. They have problems. And those problems are ignored for so fucking long to where when you guys finally sit down and decide to address the issues that might be there, sometimes it's too late. But let's dive into the next voice message, because, hey, these right now, I want to clap it up for you guys, man, because these voice messages, like, this was what I wanted when I reached out to some of you guys. Hey, send the voice message in, man, just so to at least initiate and start the conversation. So let's dive into what my guy had to say.
You know, I'm actually in a situation now where two of my really close friends who've been in relationships for 15 plus years, both marriages are coming to an end, and the cause of both was the men cheat. Now the women later on did some real messed up stuff, but if you trace back to the root cause as to when this woman turned her back, when she became disenfranchised, and when she started to start to do dirt, it's always traced back to when these men were doing bad. Now I'm not saying that every relationship ending is a man's fault, but man, ironically enough, a lot of times it really is us. And so maybe there's something we need to look at in why it is that men are so willing to sacrifice their relationship.
I want to pause it right now, but see, and again, I want to clap it up, because this is what I was looking for. I was trying to get both sides to the equation, because like I just said, and I'm glad I played this voice message next, because like that follows up what I just said, how the fact that Yes, a lot of times when men cheat, it's because we want more pussy. I want to boo us right there. I want to give us the boo. I repeat, a lot of times when men cheat, it's because we want some more pussy. But now the other half of the equation is because sometimes when we cheat, we aren't being satisfied as well. So when a woman can cheat, I wasn't being satisfied. I wasn't giving what I needed. Like sometimes a lot of men don't get what they need as well. But see, the fact that us as men, we are seen to be the leaders of the relationship. See, we can't step out. We can't have that moment where we have a quote unquote mishap. It's like basketball. Like how, for example, you have the leader of the team, LeBron James. LeBron James leads the team. He carries the team. He does everything to kind of keep that team together. So the other players on the team, you know, the person that plays second fiddle, the role players, they could fuck up. They can make mistakes. They could, you know, not be at their best. But now if there's one game and LeBron is not at his best, he gets all the fucking criticism. And I feel like, you know, a lot of that does come back to a man's role to lead the relationship. And I feel like sometimes that's often used as the crutch as well, because a lot of women know that, you know what, regardless of how this relationship ends, I can blame him. And I feel like sometimes crutches become consistent, you know, footholds that people hold on to where sometimes you might hold on to something so long, or you might have a crutch and just decide to use it every fucking time, to where you fail to work on yourself in the process. Because that's why I say you got to look in the mirror, because if you in your mid 30s or you even 30 and all of your relationships have ended the same way, is it really only that other person? Or maybe you playing a part in pushing things to go that route? Because I've been in a relationship in the past where my friends have encouraged me to cheat because I wasn't given love, intimacy. Like, it's so many things that were withheld from me, and come to find out after the relationship ended that it was things that went back to childhood and things that family told me, hey, no, this goes back to childhood. And, you know, when she was a little girl, like, it was shit that went back way before me. I'm not going to step out. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to try to have the conversations. I'm going to try to make it work. I'm going to try to at least provide a spark and try to see if me being here, me showing effort, can break down some of these walls that were built up way before I even came into the picture. But see, had I cheated, that would have gave her a reason and an excuse to walk away. Well, John, I'm leaving because you fucked somebody else. See, but I didn't do that. And that's why I say sometimes when a man cheats, it's a reason. Now, I know everybody want to believe that, oh, but every time a man cheats, it's because he wants more. No, sometimes he don't. Like, the same way a woman can have things that she's lacking, you know, a partner being emotionally there, a partner being physically there, connected, you know, a partner that's being loving and just fun to be around. Sometimes we lack that as well. And sometimes people don't have the best self-control, like, to where I had self-control to not step out and sleep with somebody else. Now, somebody else might not have that self-control. So somebody else who might be a man who might be lacking getting what he wants, if he don't get that, his self-control might be very minimal, to where now he cheats. And because now he cheats, she's gone. And that's why I say we got to look at both sides of a situation. We can't always look at one person's side and ignore the fact that there are two sides to the story. But let's dive back into what he had to say.
And listen, you can cut this, I understand. I want to make it a point that both of these situations, right, the guys cheated a long time ago. Right. It wasn't like they recently cheated and the relationship ended. It's like these men cheated and the wives kind of, you know, accepted it, maybe gave him a chance to repent.
That brings up a great, amazing fucking point. And it's something I spoke about on this podcast many, many, many times before, how the fact that if somebody cheats on you and you take them back, are you really forgiving them, or are you simply laying in wait and just biding time until you finally decide, you know what, I don't want to do this no more? Because if somebody do something you don't like and you take them back, I mean, essentially, you are saying that what they did was okay. Now, you're not saying it outright. Hey, baby, you cheated on me and I am okay with that. You're not saying that. But if you take them back, you're basically saying, hey, you cheated on me. You came back. You said, I'm sorry. And I'm going to take you back. You can't predict how somebody else is going to interpret that, because some men might say, you know what? Man, she forgave me. I'm going to do everything I can to be better. And now some men might say, hey, you know what? She accepted me cheating. Now I'm going to go crazy. Because if I cheat again, she's going to accept it again. And that's why I said you got to be careful when you decide to take somebody back who cheated. And that's why I said at the start of this episode, when I got cheated on, I had to weigh the pros and the cons. Okay, she cheated. Is this something I want to deal with? Because I can take her back, but now the fact that she cheated, trust is going to be low. Like, I might be insecure. Now, she might go out with her boys, or she might go out and be around guys that she know, but now the fact that she cheated, in my mind, I might think she's going to cheat again. And when I weighed the pros and the cons of that and the facts of my mental health and me possibly feeling insecure and that taking a toll on my mental health, I decided, you know what, I'm going to move on. And that's why I say, if you take somebody back, are you really forgiving them, or are you simply scared to be alone, so you want to stay with this person until it simply finally comes crashing down? That's why I say you got to be mindful before you take a cheater back. Because like he said, these brothers, they cheated a while ago. And now internally with the woman, it was something that's probably eating them up inside for so fucking long to where it finally bubbled over. You know what? I'm leaving because you cheated on me back in 2017. And I'm like, bitch, it's 2023. You could have said this shit over the past 6 years. That's why I say people forgive, but oftentimes they don't forget. And if you are one of the people and you feel like, you know what, I'm never going to forget what they did, then it might be time to walk the fuck away. Let's finish out what he had to say before we get the fuck out of here, man.
Sorry about that. But ultimately, whenever the women decided to do dirt, although it was a long time in the future, they cited, yeah, well, you cheated on me with such and such and such chick, and I never got over that. And so for them, it is fuel for them. And I think what the men are realizing, that the women are just way more vindictive than us. You know, they'll hold that grudge for 5 years, let you get your guard down, and then crush you. So I think, you know, it probably is a lot of the time the men's fault. And the problem with that is that the women are so much harsher at getting us back. We need to shape it up.
I want to clap it up. Like I said, man, he brings up some amazing fucking points. The fact that, now it's not a knock, but a lot of times women are better at quote unquote getting us back or getting that lick back. And that was a question I had on, let me check my board. Yeah, that was something I had on my board that I'm probably going to do on the next episode regarding getting your lick back. Is that something that's feasible? Is that something that is beneficial for a relationship? Your partner cheats and now you decide, you know what? I don't want to walk away. So before I decide to fix things, I'm going to go cheat. I'm going to quote unquote get my lick back. Is that something that's beneficial for the relationship, or is that something that will simply make you feel? Oftentimes, let's be honest, like that's a short term Band-Aid. You know what? He cheated, so I'm going to go cheat too. And now we're going to come back to each other as cheaters, but we're going to start fresh because he got his cheat, I got my cheat. At the end of the day, y'all going to get the boo birds. Because that's not a healthy, that's not a positive way. If y'all going to do a cheat for a cheat, move the fuck on. I know that people now are scared to be alone. Ooh, I don't want to be alone. I always want to have somebody. Sometimes having nobody is better for your mental health as opposed to having somebody. And now you're stressed the fuck out day after day after day after fucking day. And that's why I said, man, I hope that this episode, especially for the ladies, provided some more insights, you know, just into sometimes like when you rush online. When you decide to look for memes, or when you decide to bring, well, first of all, I don't believe that nobody should bring their personal relationship issues to social media. But I understand now that social media, it's so, it's so big, it's so broad to where a lot of people, like, they need that validation. You know, I'm going through a breakup, I'm feeling bad. So now I need those likes, I need that, those comments to kind of boost my self-esteem. Now, oftentimes, like I said, that's a temporary Band-Aid. That's not something that's going to heal you long term, but I guess in the moment it feels good. Let me go find a meme. Let me go find the girl who says something that I agree with, and I'm going to repost that as shade to my ex. But the part that people leave out is oftentimes after the shade, after the venting, the person goes right back to the person that they just complained about. Like, we've seen it with Lil Durk and I believe his girlfriend India, where he said on an interview yesterday with Academics that the whole time India was venting and posting shit about, you know what, I'm tired of this, you got to leave your man. He said as she was doing that, she was laying right next to me. And that's oftentimes what happens. Like, motherfuckers is not in a whole nother house. Motherfuckers be in the other room. They be at work. Then they come home and got to see the person that they just posted shade about. But see, they do that shit because they want the person to see it. And that right there is the sign of a toxic relationship. And that's why I said in regards to dating, I kind of removed myself because it's too much of that shit. Like, people not being able to have healthy conversation, healthy communication. Like, if we're in a relationship and let's say we have an issue, we have a mishap, let's have that conversation in person. No phones, no TVs. Let's talk face to face like the old days. But see, now when there's an issue, the first thing people do, they grab that phone. And once you grab that phone and that you go online, you start venting, you might say some shit that you can't take back. That's why I say, man, have the healthy conversation. That's why I said this episode was not meant to bash anybody. It was simply to bring up a point and start the conversation that, ladies, it's okay to go through a breakup or go through a tough time or a rough patch with your man. You don't got to rush online to blame him to elicit the sympathy. Because oftentimes, most ladies go back to that same guy. And now the same guy you complained about, all your friends are like, well, bitch, if he did all that, why is he still around us? Why are you still with him? And that's when I always say she's still with him because it was more to the story. It was more to the story that was fucking left out. She said what she wanted to say to get you guys on her side. And she left out the parts to where you guys might maybe would have been on his side. So think about that. And stay locked in and keep letting your friends know to support that LCP, man.
Brand new LCP.
Again, we do this shit independently, solo. So again, you guys want to support, my Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatterpod. Stay locked in, stay tuned in on all platforms, man. Repost, reshare on your social media accounts. And stay locked in. Be tuned in too, man. Quick turnaround, more episodes on the way. Yes, sir. Y'all know what time it is.
Brand new LCP.